Okay, so that's on.
Jeremy Warriner was fitted with his new robotic knees Wednesday.
And I have to learn how to get it to do what it's supposed to do here. There we go.
The learning curve for the new legs pales in comparison to what Warriner lived through in 2005. He was in a fiery crash on his way home from work and didn't wake up from a drug-induced coma for 6 weeks.
Emotionally, when I learned that my legs were gone, honestly, I had no intention of living.
But hearing the stories of the people that happened upon his accident and risked their lives to pull him from his burning Jeep gave him the inspiration.
I realized that I had been given a gift that night, and you know, being the gift of life, and that I could not throw that gift away.
11 weeks after the accident, Jeremy went home and set a goal for himself.
So started making the decision every day that I was going to be happy at the end of the day, no matter what challenges came my way. Eventually, that decision became a real happiness, and now I live a fully independent lifestyle.
Warriner, a hotel manager turned motivational speaker, now has a new job of fundraiser. His insurance gave him approval to move ahead with the robotic knee purchase, but won't cover everything.
I am trying to raise $47,000, thinking that the cost is going to come in around $110,000. Yesterday I had to sign the piece of paper saying that if insurance did not cover anything, or whatever they didn't cover, that I would be responsible for the rest.
Warriner has a crowdsourced GoFundMe.com campaign called Jeremy Warriner 3.0 because this is his third set of prosthetic legs. His friends have organized a concert with a variety of music, Celtic jazz and local artists, this Sunday at North United Methodist Church from 4 to 6. Warriner will be there, new legs and all, after a little more practice.
No. Yeah, so there's a lot I still need to learn.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon.